This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Scott Bertram, as you heard, you know you made it when you have your own little bumpers. That's good stuff. Thanks to Steve and Ivy for making that happen. Makes a guy feel good. Always really appreciate being with you here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. And we close out the week here. It's a Friday. I've been doing a lot of Wednesday filling for whatever reason this, and I get to close out the week with you guys. Very excited about that. Hope to have Bob Moffitt from the Heritage Foundation in just a second on the latest Trump budget proposal and the bailout of Obamacare included inside. The campaign manager for Democrat candidate for Governor Gretchen Whitmer has left his post amid an allegation of inappropriate behavior involving former co-workers. This is the story from the Lansing State Journal, actually. Whitmer announced Kenan Pontoni's resignation in a one-paragraph statement last night. Quote, "Yesterday I received a credible report that a number of years ago my campaign manager engaged in inappropriate behavior with people in the workplace, and for that reason I have asked for and received his resignation effective immediately," statement said. Pontoni was Whitmer's second campaign manager. He took over for Jared Kurtz, who lasted only 4 months as Whitmer's campaign manager before being let go in August of 2017. Pontoni could not be reached for comment. Joined Whitmer's campaign last summer after managing the multi-million dollar and ultimately unsuccessful effort to get Georgia Democrat John Ossoff elected to Congress from a Republican district. And now Gretchen Whitmer is going to be looking for a new campaign manager. Last polling I saw still had her ahead in the Democrat primary for now, but she'll be at her third campaign manager in, what, about 6 months? Pretty aggressive turnover there, it looks like. Of course, this one, not performance-based necessarily. Some inappropriate behavior allegations, and these days that's enough to take virtually anyone down. On the phone lines, Bob Moffitt is with us, senior fellow in the Heritage Foundation Center for Health Policy Studies, heritage.org. For all things in Heritage World. Bob, good morning. Welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it. And so we direct people over to the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com, a piece up from a couple of days ago, co-authored by you. New White House budget would bail out Obamacare. Bob, I'm reading this and shaking my head because you write that there are $11.5 billion in the administration budget for bailouts to health insurance companies. Bob, I thought the president said we were done with that.
I thought we were, too. And I must tell you, when I saw that, I was really surprised. I was somewhat disheartened because, frankly, reading the article, if you read the article, what has happened in this particular case, it's a special program of funding called a risk corridor funding.
Mm-hmm.
This was supposed to be a temporary program. And what Trump is doing is actually going beyond what the Obama administration was going to do by keeping this alive. Everybody understood from the beginning that this particular stream of funding to underscore, or basically to subsidize the cost of health insurance companies going into the exchanges was supposed to be limited. But obviously, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, there's nothing closer to eternal life on this planet than a government program, and that's what we've got.
Now, Congress explicitly prohibited spending on these risk corridor payments, but OMB is going to spend the money anyway. How does that function?
I think it wasn't the risk corridor program so much as it was the cost sharing programs, which is a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little different program, but there's so much different program spending in Obamacare. This is a separate program. This is basically kind of an insurance program for new. That's what's even more strange. That program was set up for new insurers newly entering the exchange in order to give them some kind of financial security when they started entering the exchanges to compete with other plans. So it was meant to be kind of like an enticement. Unfortunately, of course, it's being repeated, which is surprising. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to explain why Obama, why Trump is doing this. I haven't got a clue.
I gotta say, who likely, and you might not know, who likely is putting this budget together? Because it seems to be, you know, Mick Mulvaney is a guy that would be involved with this. I don't think he would be someone who is looking forward to spending $11.5 billion in bailouts to health insurance companies. Most conservatives would say this is not the thing to do. Who's involved here?
Well, no, I mean, it's Mulvaney. I mean, it is the Office of Management and Budget that puts together the budget for the President of the United States. So, you know, the buck stops there. I mean, I don't know what rationale Mulvaney has for doing this. I have no clue. But the fact is he did it. Now, be clear, $11.5 billion in the federal scheme of things is not a lot of money. I know that that sounds strange to ordinary Americans because they're not used to thinking in those terms. This is not a huge program. The point is, it's an indication, and what's demoralizing about it is that it's an indication that they seem to be giving up on the idea of fully getting rid of this thing.
Right.
And, you know, after 8 years of promises that they were going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, they have basically failed, not the administration so much, but the Congress, and we're stuck with this. Now, the worst problem here is that the situation on the ground is getting worse. If you look at the premium increases across the states, the average premium increase for the standard plans has been 34%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are paying deductibles on top of that of $6,000 and $7,000 a year. I know a family here in Maryland. I'm on the Maryland Healthcare Commission. I hear about this stuff all the time. I know a family here in Maryland that's paying $1,500 every month with a $10,000 deductible. There are a couple of young folks. They're in their early 30s. They got two children. Nobody that age should be paying those kinds of premiums.
No, and this just
those
insurance, over problems.
What you're looking at there is you're looking at people who are basically paying the equivalent of a second mortgage.
Yeah. Bob Moffitt, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org for more, and dailysignal.com. Thanks for joining the Steve Gruber Show, Bob.
It's great to be with you.